Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday, what will be the first day of summer later on today. We'll have the solstice. And finally, here in the third hour of the program, I probably have more coffee in me now than I had coffee on me after spilling my coffee to start the morning. What a disaster. But I think I got it out of most of my clothes, too. So that's helpful. There's nothing worse than not only walking into a room smelling like coffee, but also wearing stained clothes for the rest of the day. So glad that the power of just some water was able to get it out. So we were talking earlier about, well, we've been talking about a couple of things. First of all, my complaint about how I went into Walmart in Fairhaven here each of the last 2 days. On Tuesday, I went to buy a clock to put here in the studio. Digital clock to put right on the board. And then, because as the glare comes in, it's kind of hard to see the one on the wall. And you're not always facing the direction of the computer. So I figured having one right in front of everybody would be helpful. So I walked over to Walmart, got a clock. And when I went over there, only half or so of the self-checkout computers were open. Self-checkout stations. And I was like, well, you know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. That's probably part of it. But then I went back yesterday after I left the gym, went to leave the parking lot and said, I forgot. I have to get shoelaces. I just cleaned up a pair of sneakers and I wanted to swap out the laces. Threw the old ones away. Got to get some shoelaces. So I went into the store, grabbed those, grabbed some strawberries because they look good. Go over to check out, and there's a big line of people because, again, only half of the self-checkouts are open. And then as we are watching that line get longer and longer, stretching all the way back to the service desk, one of the people that's standing over there announces, well, I'm going to lunch, and then walks out, which is fine. You should be able to go to lunch, but don't announce it to everybody when you get people standing there waiting. And also, as I told some of the people in line, what was she doing anyway? Like, what was she doing that was going to help this line move any faster? The line is moving slowly because they haven't turned on more of the machines, and they haven't turned on more of the machines because apparently, I guess, they don't have people to monitor them. So maybe that's why she would affect it. But she's not the one making the people go slow that are ringing themselves out. But what is the point of trying to move everything to self-checkout if you're not going to have them open? If I wanted to walk into Walmart and see that there were only three places I could go to checkout, they should have just kept the cashiers because that's what it was like when they had human beings doing it. A dozen checkout lines, but only three of them open. Self-checkout was supposed to be the attractive option to that says you can just be in and out. When I go to CVS, I use a self-checkout all the time. Because either there's a line of people waiting to get checked out or the person that's behind the counter has to do a whole bunch of different things. And I'm like, I can just check myself out. It'll be faster. I'm just buying this birthday card or this cold medicine or whatever. It's convenient. When I go to Stop and Shop, if I don't have, you know, again, produce is, you got to go through the system. You got to figure out, all right, is it red? Oh, no, it's not red. Is this one? Okay, no, not the organic. So it's sometimes just faster to go through if there's somebody there. But if it's busy or there's a lot of people in line, I only have a few items, I go to the self-checkout. So I don't have a problem with self-checkout. I actually like it. I like having the option, but that's what it should be. It should be an option. And if you're going to have it, turn on the stations so that everybody can go through. Other Walmarts do it. Caller called in and said, you know, Dartmouth and Wareham have no problem doing it. Why does Fairhaven have the issue? And the speculation is that it's a theft thing. But then you're just punishing everybody else because some people are stealing through your self-checkout. People got mad. People put their items down and walked out of the store. So that was one thing that we were discussing. We were also talking about, as I mentioned, one of my friends put on Facebook last night that they were in bed after a little bit after 9 p.m. They have two young children. They work early. So they're in bed by 9 o'clock. And somebody knocked on the door. And the dog started barking, woke the whole house up. And it turns out that person knocking on the door was trying to sell them pest control. And that this person thought that after 9 p.m. was a perfectly acceptable time to knock on somebody's door to try to solicit them. And that I guess the rule in town in Fairhaven is that it's not supposed to happen after dusk. Well, dusk is a little bit later and later. In fact, it'll be the latest today, but it is still after 9 p.m. It's just rude to knock on somebody's door that late. And as the previous caller said just before the news, you know, these are young people. They have a quota. This person was probably behind for the day or started the day late because of the heat. Because these people don't drive and then knock on your door. They don't get in the car, go to your neighborhood, drive to one house, knock on the door, get in the car, drive to another house, knock on the door, get in the car. And a lot of times they're dropped off by somebody or they park at one place. The kid that came and sold me magazines, I mentioned earlier during the pandemic, that kid got dropped off and was expected to canvass multiple neighborhoods on foot that day with hundreds of houses in those neighborhoods. So this person probably figured if I got to walk and go door to door through this entire neighborhood, I'm going to go later after it cools down a little bit. But there still should be a built-in filter that tells you 9 p.m. is too late to knock on someone's door. I used to feel weird if I was hanging out with my friends and we'd go back to their house at 9 p.m. Like, yeah, no, your parents are getting ready for bed or, you know, they're watching TV. No, it's fine. It's fine. You just felt weird walking into their house that late. But apparently this person thought it was a perfectly fine time to try to sell somebody some pest control. And as I mentioned, is it really going to work or are people going to get mad? And I think that you've probably angered people enough that now, because this has been shared around the neighborhood groups and the town groups, you've probably angered people enough that you might find that nobody's going to answer the door for you. So you might find that there's a silent protest by nobody giving you business. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. When you answer the door for somebody, do you let them get through their spiel? Do you listen to what they have to say? Do you do the whole, as soon as they start, hi, I'm from, no, I'm not interested. I mean, for me, it depends on what it is. If it's a person trying to sell something, I'll listen a little bit because it makes a difference in what they're putting down on their sheet. Answer the door, yes. You know, listen to my speech, yes. Bought something, no. But if I can give you two out of the three, again, I don't really answer the door now at all anymore, but, you know, back in those days, if I could give you two out of three, fine. But if you came, you know, if it's religious people that are coming to my door with a pamphlet, no, I'm not interested. It's not my thing. I don't even need to hear you talk about it. If you're trying to sell me something I already have, I'm good. Hi, I'm from Comcast. I already have Comcast. But I want you to tell you about some packages and promotions. Okay, then you can call me or send me something in the mail or send me an email. I don't need to listen to you for 15 minutes at my door over Comcast service that I'm not going to change. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, what's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on, Lamone?
I just sent you something on Facebook. Let's just look at it. But since you never, it's not the video I wanted you to watch, since you never went to go watch.
I just took a look at it. My dad had that same car, that same color. We should have done the same thing.
Hey, I was going to say, what do you think your dad would say about it? Literally, I was going to say, do you think your dad would like it?
So he sent me a photo of what looks like a 1980 Chevette,
and it's a Gremlin.
Is it a Gremlin? Oh, I thought it was a Chevette. And it's painted orange, and it's painted to look like the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard, and it says the Dollar General. So, very good one.
Thank you all. So how you guys doing this morning? Is there a thing going good for guys up here?
Yeah, we're complaining about door-to-door salespeople knocking on people's doors after 9 o'clock. Do you guys have door-to-door solicitors out in Las Vegas?
After 9 o'clock, you need to be worried about that. I had one time, literally, I want to say like maybe it was just before Christmas, and these guys came out here NBC. What was it? Cell phone. AT&T, they came out here, and they were trying to get new people, new subscribers. One guy was from North Carolina, and another guy was from Texas. So they were out here walking around. It was literally about 9 o'clock. And it's like, I could see maybe the one got in the heat, but that's probably what that was about. But it was that time of the year, it was cold outside. So they couldn't use that. But you always should be worried about anybody knocking on your door after let's say after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, I would have thought that out there in Vegas because of the heat that they would start later. But you still have to have a cutoff. There's still a point where you say, I don't want to disturb people at this time of night.
Yeah, that's you would think so. But that was when that happened. That was like around December. It was before Christmas. So it was cold. It was cold out there. It wasn't cold, but it was still not. It was still more than sweater material, you know.
What do you consider cold out in Las Vegas? What's a cold temperature you would get?
Comfortably cool. I think comfortably cool would be like 60.
Okay.
That's comfortably. Well, that you know, inside I'd have like 174 or something like that, keeping 100. But besides that, it's when you get. Because you have a different kind of coldness. You're used to it being nippy most of the time of the year, right? Even during summer months, you still have moments where it's like, oh, that's cold out there today.
I mean, cold for us this time of year would be like in the 60s.
So we have the same mind. But so what do you think about what would you consider being like warm enough for you?
For me, I don't like it when it gets past like 75. That's warm enough for me.
Okay, well, that's cool. That sounds enjoyable. But when you get out here in the heat, there's something that you have to grow accustomed to, especially lately. It seems like this global warming thing is going on and people don't believe it. And so they start seeing the water rising up in the oceans and still won't believe it. And so, I saw a mason jar, two mason jars that had water from the actual, supposedly from the icebergs that sunk the Titanic. Now, these are like mason jars from the early 1900s, literally it was back then. And they still had the water in there and stuff in there like that. And they were selling those things. And it was supposed to be, it was all in ice at one time. They showed pictures in the newspaper of the people scraping it off the side of the iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean. That was, isn't that crazy? Hmm. And so like, I'm just thinking like, you know, hey, it would float your boat, you know? That's like, I'd like to have something from the Titanic. But I just don't want anything, any ghostly things.
That is true. That's the thing you got to be concerned about.
And do you have a lot of that, like a lot of places you go out there, you have the old time things, you know, you had the opportunity to have all the land out there, you know, filled with civilization, you know, for at least a good 400 years, more or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like out here, we've got things out here. A lot of stuff is like Native American use like this. We only get like maybe 175 years or 180 years here in the Las Vegas area. Because it was part of Death Valley. Nobody was trying to come through here, except for they had the Meadows spring right there. They had that right there. That's, oh, you got to come out here. I'll show you what they took and burnt down the Kyle Ranch. And they had, it's like, it was over on the west side. I can show you over there. That place over there is haunted. My baby daughter, my oldest daughter, her grandmother, when they first moved into those houses over there, Regal Estates, they were moving in back in the 60s, and they dug up, the construction people dug up a body of a cowboy in the backyard with the boots still on. And actually, you saw the side of the house right there in the back where the body was up. It's the body size and everything. They dug the body up and removed it.
Hmm.
And so that right there, you can see a lot of things. And I told you about how I used to work at the West Side School, DJing up at 88.1, how that place was haunted. I used to have Native American kids come running through there. I told you how I had Tina Marie, the singer, you know, Tina Marie. She was with me. And we had little ghost kids running around. And I would play Indian Reservation, you know, the Cherokee, Lemonade of the Cherokee.
Right. I got about 10 seconds here, Lamone, before I got to go to a break.
Okay. I would play that. And you see the little Indian children go sit down in circles. And they would listen and listen to it. That was something. Oh, I'd like to take you to see that.
Yeah.
So I'd take you to see some fun living things, too. But, you know, I don't know.
I'm sure.
You
know, and then after I see them, I will be deceased.
No, oh, that would be so sad.
No, like that, you know, like
together, like you went out swinging.
Like the saying people have, I am deceased. Okay, I got to hold you there, though. You have a great day.
You don't sound like you're diseased to me. Antibiotic or something like that.
All right.
Your disease will go away.
You have a great day, Lamone. Take it easy.
God bless you. God bless everybody up in New Bedford. Okay, the thing I'm talking about.
All right, I got to hold you there. I got to take the break, and you're just off on a tangent here. All right, we got to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the newsroom with Phil in just a moment. On the other side of that, we will take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. But I want to let you know about something very exciting that's happening over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. They are now introducing the VIP Rackhouse Club. Rackhouse Club members will enjoy a curated whiskey or bourbon gift valued at $50 or more. They will get 10% off their whiskey purchases, access to special tastings, classes, and events, and access to hard-to-find allocated items. So you can sign up at Stevie's Wine and Spirits to join the VIP Rackhouse Club before the 25th of each month to be part of the following month's access. So you still have a few days to sign up now to be involved in the July access to the VIP Rackhouse Club. But stop into Stevie's Wine and Spirits and find out more about that. They're located on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, right where the Huddleston House used to be, right next to Traveler's Ale House there. And when you go in there, you're going to realize that, oh, this is unlike any other liquor store that I've been in. They have their special whiskey room. They have the wine room. They have the beer room. And as you go through, you'll see the purple dots on things. And that's so that you can try the items before you buy the items. You can taste them and sample them before you spend the money on the purchase. So you know that you're getting something that you really like. And plus, they have tastings all the time so that you can go in there and try them out. They get all the hard-to-find stuff you can't find anywhere else, and they will get you the things that you are looking for. So stop on in Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and make sure you follow them on Facebook and Instagram to keep up to date with everything that's going on over there. Right now, though, let's go into the newsroom and get an update on all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Another hot day in the Northeast as we officially welcome in summer. The White House cancels a high-level meeting with Israeli officials and how the U.S. will break records on the 4th of July.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A punishing heat wave continues to scorch the Northeast and the Midwest on this first day of summer. Heat emergencies are being declared in several cities. The highest level of the Weather Service heat risk is expected to be reached from Chicago to Boston. The National Weather Service says you should hydrate, stay out of the sun, get into air conditioning, take it easy if you have to be outside, and check on your neighbors. It's important to take care of one another, and that includes pets.
We really want to be mindful of the fact that when they're outside, they can overheat really easily. Dogs don't sweat like people do, and so they have to be able to pant and get some of that heat off.
Michigan-based veterinarian Christine Swanson says pets can get lethargic and vomit if they get too hot. Millions of people to our south are under a tropical storm warning this morning as the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season drenches the Texas coast with heavy rain. Tropical storm Alberto is centered about 250 miles south of the U.S. border, but it's causing widespread coastal flooding in South Texas. At least three people in Mexico have been killed by Alberto. The White House reportedly canceled a high-level meeting with Israeli officials on Iran that was scheduled for today. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
Axios reports the move was in response to a video posted by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he claimed the U.S. was withholding military aid. President Biden's top advisors were reportedly enraged by the video, and some Israeli officials were already en route to Washington, D.C. when the meeting was called off. U.S. and Israeli officials were expected to discuss Iran's nuclear program and the ongoing war in Gaza. Reports say that Iran has obtained computer modeling that could potentially be used for research and development of nuclear weapons. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The U.S. Supreme Court will issue opinions today and tomorrow as it still has some major decisions to hand down before it's expected to recess at the end of the month. Among them are a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. And the number of people traveling over the 4th of July holiday will break records this year. Rory O'Neill reports.
The calendar is boosting some of the travel business. With the 4th on a Thursday, AAA is looking at the whole week as a holiday, predicting nearly 71 million people will take a trip, a 5% increase from last year. Nearly 60 million people will drive, almost 6 million will fly. Alaska Cruises will boost travel to Seattle and Vancouver, with Orlando, Honolulu, and Miami in the domestic mix. London, Rome, Dublin, and Paris are big international destinations. I'm Rory O'Neill.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox extended their win streak to 5 games after earning a 7-3 victory to sweep the Blue Jays. A 3-game series with the Cincinnati Reds starts Friday, and the Celtics Duck Boat Victory Parade is Friday morning in Boston. More than a million people expected to flock to downtown for the party, kicking off at 11.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Expect a blend of sun and clouds today, but it's still going to be warm and very muggy. Look for a South Coast high near 85. Overnight tonight, we're going to bring in some clouds. Your low will be near 66. Friday, partly sunny. We do have a chance of showers or thunderstorms. Another warm and muggy one with a high of 84. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News talk station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Hold on, I screwed that up. Give me a second here. It figures that I would do that. I would right about to play the music for you, and I hit the button to make it go back to the previous video, which means now it's playing an ad. Here we go. And anyway, I wanted to play that because we're talking about people who are coming to your home and knocking on the door at 9 p.m. And you're thinking to yourself, what is going on here? Anyway, let's get back into the conversation. Working Fool says, Tim, I drive for a national freight company and we drop trailers at people's houses so they can move. They've had me drop them off as late as 11 at night and picking up cubes and trailers. We feel horrible. And he says, we meaning the truck drivers. So, yeah, no, I can totally understand, especially something like that's going to be a loud thing. Like, I'm sure those who drive trash trucks don't love the fact that they're going down the road at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, that they've got their beeping trucks going off at 5 o'clock in the morning, that they're picking up dumpsters at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure they're, you know, they try to be as careful as they can with it, but you can only do so much. But that's the nature of that job. That's the nature of you've got to be out there as early as you can because you've got a big vehicle and you've got to make a lot of stops. You've got to get out there before the traffic happens. Door-to-door salespeople don't have to knock on your door at 9 p.m. They don't have to knock on your door to try to sell you pest control after 9 p.m. They made a choice to do that. They said, rather than come back tomorrow, I've got to hit my daily quota, so I'm going to knock on this door at 9:15 or whatever time it was. And maybe the fact that it is young people that are doing it, they don't have the same respect for time that you and I do as older adults as working. You know, they probably get up at 9 o'clock in the morning, go to work, and go home and go to bed at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. So to them, 9 o'clock doesn't seem that late. But I'm going to guess, knowing my friends, and as they said, they were in bed with their kids already in bed. The lights were off. And I say knowing my friends because they've gone solar and the husband is obsessive about he's always posting about how much money he saves. And I know that he's very cautious about electricity. He's not going to have all the lights on when they go to bed. He's going to have them turned off. So the house looked like it was done for the night. And this person knocked on the door anyway. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM. Hello.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Just a couple of things. I'm interested in the two topics you're discussing today. You know, people come into the door, first of all, just like a phone call, after 9 o'clock, just not acceptable. So I wouldn't even go to the door. You know, I wouldn't even answer the bell. But when they come during the day, I find that equally as upsetting, especially when, as you get older. And one thing I've started doing, if they come to the door, I immediately ask them if they've registered with the local police, because they're supposed to. They're supposed to go to the police station and say that they have people out selling so that if people do call, the police will know, oh, yeah, they're legit. They mm-hmm. came in, you know. So once you ask that question, if they haven't, they take off, you know. So that helps a lot. As far as the self-checkout, I was very reluctant. I held out for a long time because I put myself through college working at the old Fernandes supermarket, and I felt bad for the cashiers, and I didn't want to do that. But as time went on and they had less and less cashiers, I said to myself, who am I hurting here? So I started doing self-checkout, and I love it. And especially at grocery stores, I know how to bag, so I know my stuff is not going to get mangled. So I've really come to enjoy self-checkout. So I feel like they wanted people to do this so they could save on paying cashiers. And now that they've discovered that they're losing more by thefts, we're supposed to give it up. I don't think that's right. So do something about the people stealing. I'm with you. Everyone should not be punished because some people take advantage of a system.
Yeah, and I think that the bigger problem with it is that you've already got something that you know people are aggravated by. I mean, you only got to listen to talk radio or go on Facebook and see people complain about this whole self-checkout thing. And, you know, why am I cashing myself out while people are standing there watching me? So they're already upset about that. Why would you give them more reason to be upset about a system that they already are railing against?
Right. And you got some people like myself to like it, and now you're going to take it away. Like, make up your mind. You know, I just feel like after COVID or during COVID, they tried so many things to change consumers or make it to their advantage. And the things we like, they're trying to take away. And the things that now they're realizing were a bad idea, you know. So I just feel like don't get people involved in something and then take it away. It's ridiculous, just like the paper bags. Now they're trying to do away and go back to the plastic, you know? When I worked at Fernandes, everyone got paper bags, and it was, they were good. People liked them. They came in handy, made the best book covers ever, great for frying foods. You could put it on the bag, shake the fries. And then they said that was no good because of the trees. So we went to plastic. Now plastic's no good. I mean, like, what, you know, be consistent. It's so aggravating. If you've been around long enough, you've seen it all. It just goes around full circle.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're listening and they can try and make some changes. You know.
I hope so. All right. You have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
And I think that you will see people who, again, people were actually putting items down and walking out of the store when they saw that line. But there was, and I don't want to give away all the secrets to everybody. But one of the store employees was talking to me in the line and said, you know what? Take those items and go to electronics. Go to sporting goods. Even though you're not buying any items from either one of those departments, if you go over there, they have to ring you up. And then you go over to electronics and what do they got? They got two people over there standing behind the counter. And I get it. Their job is to, you know, maintain that department. But why do they have two people over there and one person watching everybody at the self-checkouts? Take one of those people, put them over at the checkouts and open up two more stations and alleviate some of that line. I don't get it. I don't understand why you combat, if theft is what you're worried about, you're going to combat theft by just shutting down some of the self-checkout spots instead of just bringing up more people to watch the self-checkout spots. I mean, it is going to work. It is going to deter theft because you're going to have people that don't even come into the store anymore. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We will be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I just wanted to say something about the pest control. I live in Paden Arum in Dartmouth, and about a week ago, a young man actually opened my locked gate and was almost attacked by my two dogs. And then he was proceeding to just open my first door of my house to sell. He said there was an ant problem in the neighborhood and he was just trying to protect me.
But he went into a locked gate?
Yeah. Which? He actually opened my locked gate, which I found a little bit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when something's locked, that's the universal sign for keep out.
Correct. I mean, he was a young man. He remained polite the whole time. But my two dogs were actually, I was just relaxing in my house. The doors were open. I have a door on the side of my house and the front door. And the dogs actually heard something and they came running out. And he was at that time already on my porch opening my first door into the entryway. And the two dogs had him pinned against the door.
And I'm going to guess all of that did not make you want to buy their pest control services.
No, and it actually angered me because the dogs could have bit him. And then it could have been a situation where I actually was being sued when my gate was locked.
So, I don't know... why somebody would feel so brazen as to do that, but this company must be encouraging them to do whatever it takes.
We were so upset, and we sent him on his way that we didn't even get the name of the company. He just kept saying Ant Control.
Wow, that's
it's
even more concerning.
Really intrusive, yeah, really intrusive to come into a locked gate, a locked property.
Well, hopefully, hopefully the company hears some of these complaints and makes some changes. But thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. I don't know. I hear the dog in the background. I don't know if she's got another salesperson letting themselves in. But I want to make sure that she can get to the dog and not get into another situation like that. But that is concerning that, you know, it's one thing to say, I don't want people coming and knocking on my door. And if you don't have signs up telling them not to come to your door, then they're going to come to your door. And they're not really doing anything wrong if that's the case. But coming at 9 o'clock at night, opening up a locked gate to let themselves in, these are things that are not acceptable. And these are things that any reputable company should not be encouraging their salespeople to do. That would be like if we sent one of our salespeople to a business and say, go to their business. I know they're closed. Just go in there and, you know, find a way to get in and be there tomorrow when the owner comes in. That way there you can talk to them first thing in the morning. Like that's insanity. None of our salespeople would ever contact somebody at 9 p.m. at night to try to make a sale, you know, unless they said, you know, I'm not going to be home until 9. You can give me a call then if you want. Then they'll make themselves available at that time. But nobody's going to call somebody, cold call somebody at 9 p.m. trying to get business out of them. And as the previous caller said, it's not even acceptable to get a phone call that late, let alone a knock at the door. I've answered the phone late at night, not anymore because I have a cell phone and I don't bother to answer that ever. But when I had a telephone in the house and the call came after 9 o'clock at night, I would answer the phone, hello, can I help you? Yes, I'm calling from... Okay, why are you calling at 9 o'clock at night? Please don't call here again at this time. You know, and what's the big deal? My kid was probably 12 at the time. He's going to bed when he was going to go to bed, and we're still up, but it's not a big deal, but it's just the principle of the thing. It's not an appropriate time to call. There was a night when we were all in bed, and this is when my son was really little. He's probably like 3 or 4. We were all in bed. It was after 11 p.m., might have even been after midnight. My phone rang, my house phone rang, and I go out and I answer it, and it's some paranormal group down in Florida that's in the middle of an investigation and had a question about something that they encountered, and they called me because they called somebody else, and that person said, well, Tim Weisberg might know. Give him a call. Here's his number, and gave them my home number, which I don't even know how this person had that number because I didn't give it to anybody. And this group felt it was okay to call me in the middle of the night about whatever their paranormal problem was. And they were in Florida, so they know that, you know, what time it is. They can't be like, oh, sorry, we're West Coast, we didn't think. And even then it would have been, you know, 9 o'clock, still wouldn't have been appropriate. But anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a quick break here because I do have a commercial break I got to get in before the end of the show. And if we have time when we get back, we will take this call. And before we go, I just want to remind you all about the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. If you haven't been there yet, you got to get over there and check it out. I had the best steak of my life last week when I went over there and I got a tomahawk steak, grilled it up, came out perfectly. I'm still eating it. Had some of it last night, going to have some more of it again tonight. It is just insane, the difference in quality between a steak from the butcher shop and from the supermarket. And it's not just steaks either. They have chicken. They have pork. They have linguica and chorizo that they make there. They have all your seafood needs, lobster, codfish, octopus. I had some great octopus there that I got on Friday too. Everything at the butcher shop, fresh, delicious, and cut the way that you want it. And they have everything else that you need for your shopping as well. It's a real old school neighborhood market. So you can get everything, as we like to say, from steaks to soccer balls. You can get all your beer and wine in their cellar, the cheese fridge, all the food that they make each and every day, and so much more. So if you haven't been there yet, check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And let me know what you find over there and what you like. All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.